It is Tuesday, November 13th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Malco Theaters, offering a variety of special showings, including the Saturday Metropolitan Opera in HD, rock concerts and music events, special live screenings, and more. Tickets and an event schedule available online at malco.com. KUAF is also supported by Ozark Natural Foods, Northwest Arkansas's consumer-owned food co-op since 1971, offering local, organic produce and all-natural groceries, bulk foods, health and wellness products, and a full-service deli. Ozark Natural Foods is located in the Evelyn Hills Shopping Center or on the web at ozarknaturalfoods.com.
Ahead on Ozarks, voters in Benton and Madison counties say they're ready for the legal sale and distribution of liquor. So what's next? Jacqueline Froelich maps out the next steps for the newly voted wet counties. And the Mont Alto Orchestra gives sound to silent films.
But first, the governor's office says it will formally notify federal officials this week that Arkansas will partner with the federal government in implementing the nation's health care law. Spokesman Matt DeCampbell says this is the deadline for the state to let the Department of Human Services know the state will work with the feds to operate a health insurance exchange.
By agreeing to this partnership, the state will still have some input through our insurance department and still be able to make sure that things like premium taxes that are collected on these policies, like other insurance policies, we get to make sure that money stays in Arkansas and doesn't go to Washington, D.C.
The decision comes as lawmakers next year will debate whether to expand the state Medicaid system under the federal health care law.
When the Rogers City Council meets tonight, it is expected to authorize a series of land purchases that would give land to the city's Parks Department. City Parks and Recreation Director Barney Hayes says the proposed land buy next to Veterans Park in East Rogers would expand the park's sports offerings.
The acquisition of this property that hopefully the council will approve tonight will add four additional small tracts of land there to give us the opportunity to add three additional fields, which that coupled with the two existing fields would give us a five-field complex and make it a very nice facility. We would hope to develop that later in 2013 and turn it into a very nice soccer complex that we could be able to host regional tournaments. The fields would be irrigated and lighted.
Hayes says with one of the larger adult and youth soccer programs in the state, the city is short on facilities to accommodate teams. He also says the new fields would fulfill the city's obligation to voters who approved a 2011 sales tax bond issue to build a new sports complex on Dixieland Road. The original plans for the sports complex, which is nearing completion, included construction of soccer fields, but when construction estimates came in over budget, the fields were scrapped. The city council tonight is also expected to approve purchase of land near Lake Atalanta for construction of trails. Hayes says the property in question is commonly known as the Philpott property.
It would be approximately 40 acres that we would purchase there, which would add to and enhance our trail system that we're getting ready to install in the Lake Atalanta area. This property would be advantageous to us from the standpoint we could add different bike amenities there, pump tracks and BMX courses, if you will, and also do some other site improvements like climbing walls and things that are very popular now with young people.
Hayes says the majority of the trails that would be built on the property would be unpaved and similar in nature to the Slaughter Pens trails in Bentonville.
If you were driving along Cato Springs Road in Fayetteville yesterday, you may have noticed that a portion of the road west of South School Street is closed. The section of street between Razorback Road and South Garland Avenue will remain closed through the beginning of next week as the city and the Arkansas-Missouri Railroad work to level out the railroad crossing. City engineer Sid Norbash says the work at the railroad crossing is only part of the larger Cato Springs Road improvement project.
The project the city is working on is improving Cato Springs Road from South School to Razorback. It's not going to be widened. It's still going to be two-lane. However, it will have some major improvements such as curb and gutter, drainage, and sidewalks, and basically a trail. And we have a very large bridge that's already in place on Cato Springs Road for the trail.
According to city documents, the multi-use sidewalk and trail will be built along the north side of Cato Springs Road. Norbash says the entire improvement project tentatively could be completed by sometime in the coming spring.
Sunday marked the one-year anniversary of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville. According to Bentonville Advertising and Promotion Commission documents, the first 9 months of 2012 saw a roughly 14% increase in revenues from the city's 1% prepared food tax and the 2% hotel and lodging tax. A&P Commission President Kayleen Griffith says much of the increase in revenue can be traced directly or indirectly to Crystal Bridges.
Yeah, I think the opening has spawned development within our city, even not just our downtown, even our north entrance with the opening of Harps. I think we're seeing additional businesses kind of wanting to reap the benefits of having the number of visitors visiting Crystal Bridges.
In addition to the opening of Crystal Bridges, Griffith says 27 restaurants have opened in Bentonville in the past year, a growth sector arguably sparked by the increase of tourism traffic in the city. But while Griffith predicts at least 1 to 2 years of continued growth in revenue, she says continual development will be necessary to avoid a plateau in the growth of revenue.
I'd love to say that we're going to continue to see increase, but I'd like to have a realistic vision of it that we'll probably at some point flatten out and we'll, you know, hopefully have a different type of marketing and enhance our marketing in some way. I do think that we're going to have a benefit with Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art and their traveling exhibits. With those changes, people are going to want to come back to our area to see those new exhibits, and it will continue to draw people to our community.
Griffith says in recent years, the only year revenue actually decreased was 2009. Aside from that, she says revenue has grown at an average rate of 3 to 5% year over year.
Northwest Arkansas Community College in Bentonville has chosen a new president. According to thecitywire.com, the college's board last night unanimously decided to enter into contract negotiations with Evelyn Jorgensen, the president of Moberly Area Community College. Jorgensen has served at the Moberly, Missouri College for 16 years. Jorgensen will replace current president Becky Penites, who has served as NWAC president for the past 10 years. Penites will retire at the end of June, and Jorgensen will take the position starting July 1st.
Meanwhile, a new study has found both campuses of Arkansas Tech University have an estimated annual economic impact topping $219 million in the communities of the campus's immediate service area. According to a release by the college, Arkansas Tech's Ozark campus alone makes an estimated annual impact of $18.2 million on Franklin County, amounting to about 7.6% of the county's gross domestic product. Using Bureau of Economic Analysis standards and statistical data generated by the Arkansas Tech Accounting Office, the study focused on three categories to estimate the economic impact, including demand for university services, student spending, and spending by visitors to the campus. The findings of the study show ATU Ozark expenditures had a $10.7 million impact on Franklin County, while student and visitor spending in the county totaled nearly $7.5 million.
Forecasters with the National Weather Service in Little Rock say colder temperatures should be the norm for today through Wednesday. Meteorologist Marty Trexler says a freeze warning has been issued for central, west, and southeast Arkansas.
With such a large cold air mass, we'll have these chillier temperatures and below normal temperatures for at least through midweek through Wednesday. And finally, we do see that warm up finally into Thursday and Friday and into the weekend when we get much closer to our normal temperatures. Normally here in the Little Rock area, our lows are right around 44 degrees or the middle 40s, and our highs also the middle 60s.
Tonight's weather forecast calls for clear conditions with a low in the lower 30s. Tomorrow we'll have clear skies with a high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. And tomorrow night, expect clear conditions with a low in the upper 20s to lower 30s.